Joining us right now, the point guard for your Sacramento Kings. He joins us every week from UCLA. Number one in your hearts, Darren Collison. Hello, Darren.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Me too. I'm good.
Hey, I want to get this out of the way just real quick because people like to make big deals out of things that maybe aren't as big of a deal on the floor. You and DeMarcus got into it the other game, and a lot of people saw it, and you went into the tunnel, and you figured it out somehow. Darren, I'm guessing this stuff happens a lot more on NBA teams than most people realize.
No, I'm serious. I hate DeMarcus. I guess that's what people wanted to say, man. Me and DeMarcus, we've been knowing each other for a long time, on and off the court. We're like brothers, and, you know, every now and then, you know, emotions get high and gets the best of us, and, you know, but, you know, I was at his house the next day, you know, chopping it up with him and stuff. So that's just how it's always going to be, you know what I mean? That's how brothers are. You never met a brother that you know that don't get into arguments, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if you can dust it up and get back to your job, that's what it's all about. It happens every single time in the NBA. You see it with different teams. And, you know, some teams, you know, where players can get along pretty well after. But that's not the case with our team, you know what I mean? Me and DeMarcus have a great relationship, and that's how it's always going to be.
Well, and there's something that a lot of fans don't know about you. Both of you guys are very concerned with the environment. Rumor has it that you carpool to work.
Yeah, right.
Well, I know he doesn't like to drive, so that wouldn't surprise me at all. I know DeMarcus doesn't like to drive at all. I bet you Darren's a much better driver.
Yeah, nah, cuz he takes me to practice sometimes. I don't feel like driving. You know what I mean? So I just make him an excuse so that, you know, my car not working. He picks me up. he gets mad because he always talks about I need to give him some gas money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, if you believe what's out there, that guy's going to have his own gas pump in his backyard soon.
Yeah, nah, that's good, dog.
You know, Darren, at this point in the season, you know, the playoffs are kind of within grasp a little bit, or at least playoff contention is. And I'm wondering, you know, there's been years in the past with this franchise where the season was practically over at this point, or at the very least, there were a lot bigger things going on than potential playoff contention. Inside the locker room, how has the attitude kind of changed with that blood in the water a little bit?
You know, I think the locker room has been fairly solid. You know, everybody understands that, you know, we have a good opportunity to make the playoffs. You know, it's kind of been an up and down season, but that was expected. You know, when you put a new roster together, you know, you're not going to click right away. But if you can look up around this time, you know, in the season and ask yourself, do you have a shot to make the playoffs? You're on the right path. So I think we're steady progressing. You know what I mean? I think guys are contributing in any different way. You know, one night this guy, another night this guy. And to me, that's what a playoff team is all about. You know, the different guys step up around your big player.
Darren Collison joining us on KHTK. And I don't know if you're like us. I really wish that teams like the Warriors and Cavs wouldn't, you know, get blown out or blow 24-point leads the game before they come to Sacramento. You guys have the Cavs tonight. You know, Darren, I'll ask you this. You've been in the NBA a long time. I know if I was out there guarding LeBron James, I'd just have my mouth open because, oh, my God, it's LeBron James. Have you ever been starstruck by a player ever since you've been in the league?
By LeBron?
No, by any Anybody. Player. Like when you were a rookie, were you ever starstruck by a guy you played against?
Yes. Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. he was. I used to watch Carmelo Anthony a lot, like during the Syracuse days. And he just became one of my favorite players. So when I got a chance to see him for my rookie year, like I couldn't just stop staring at him. And that's when it really hit me that I was in the NBA. And then I had the flash really quick and that, you know, some of these dudes that you start with, they don't really care that you're in the NBA now. They're trying to go for your head. So, Carmelo Anthony is one of those guys. LeBron James, not so much. I was more impressed by how physical and big he was. But other than that, not too many players I got starstruck about.
Darren, what is having Kyle Korver on this Cavs team do for them?
It just gives LeBron and Kyrie more space to operate. Like they need any more space. So,
right.
Those guys are very talented. You know, when you put shooters around them, it's hard to help, you know what I mean, because those are the primary ball handlers. And so it makes your job definitely difficult, you know what I mean? And it's a good pickup for them.
You know, and Darren, I'll never forget the first time that I actually went to a game live that LeBron was participating in. And let's face it, the atmosphere is different when someone like that's in town. I mean, not just this transcendent superstar player, but you've got the defending champs. Anytime you get someone like that, it's kind of a different atmosphere when you come into the building. It almost feels like a playoff game in terms of the buzz of the crowd just during warmups. And I'm wondering, like, how do you guys feed off of that? Whether it's, you know, at home, you know, you see someone like that come in. What is that? Does that change anything for you guys, or is it just business as usual? Let's do this.
Nah, I mean, it gives you an alert that, you know, it is a huge game. You know, fortunately for our situation, every game has had meaning to it and is big for us. You know what I mean? So the fans have been doing a great job of showing up and supporting us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it will be no different. You know, we are playing in defending champs. That's the only thing that would be different. But other than that, you know, I think guys been in the position before, and they understand what's going to happen on Friday.
Darren Collison joining us. You know, you are coming off a win, and a real good win against Detroit. I won't lie to you. I never will. About the early third quarter, I was about as pissed as
Doomsday.
I've been at this team all year long. It was just gross. I mean, the effort, the execution, the whole thing, it was just rough to watch. And I'll just bet that as upset as me or any other Kings fan was, you guys were about three times as pissed, and it showed because, man, you came out in that fourth quarter and killed it.
Yeah, it's inexcusable. You know what I mean? One thing you can't never say is that you don't give it your all.
Yeah.
You can't never say that you don't play with a lot of effort. And I think that's the most frustrating part. You know, you miss shots, you make turnovers, okay. But if the effort's not there, then that's just not good. And I think that was, like, the most frustrating part about that quarter. But we had that same issue in the first 5 minutes against the Warriors too. So it's something that we have to look into, really dig deep and fix. And when we come out halftime, it has to be more of a mental focus that you know we're gonna come out and play at a higher level even however we do start. So it's just inexcusable how we did play.
You know, and Darren, expecting 48 minutes of perfection, that's a little bit much, right? I mean, I get that, but there has to be part of you guys too that knows, you know, when you give away a defensive possession, say, because of a lack of effort, and then you turn around and you try to tighten it up, there was a point where this Pistons team seemed like pretty much everything was going in, whether you were defending them or not. I mean, that's got to be a bit of a mental battle, too, to just be like, gosh, we finally do get it right, and these guys can't miss. I guess my point is, you know, way to stick through it, but that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Like you said, you never could put a perfect 48 minutes. You know what I mean? You look at you just got spoke about the defending champs, you know, blowing, you know, leads to lose the game. So it happens to every team, you know what I mean, where you kind of lose focus and you kind of don't play the same way that you want to play throughout the game. But, it's part of the season. You're going to have, you know, some games where you're not going to be clicking, you know, some stretches throughout the game where you're not going to be clicking. But, you know, like I said, all in all, I definitely feel like we're in a good position right now. We have a chance to make the playoffs, and that's all we can ask for.
Last thing for you, Darren. Tonight, obviously facing another great point guard in Kyrie Irving. How do you attack and game plan for someone like that?
You know, it's tough, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's one of those guys that can go either way off the dribble. You know, he doesn't have a weakness. He can shoot. He can drive. You know, he's good off the pick and roll. But, you know, you just got to stand your ground. You know what I mean? You got to be a little bit more physical with him. And with that being said, you know, he'll still make some tough shots. You know, you've seen the tough shots that he made against the Warriors, you know, even in the finals. So, you know, you just got to do your job. You got to continue to attack him on the opposite end and do what you do.
All right, Darren, well, I'm no coach, but I'll tell you this much. You check Kyrie Irving, hold him under 10, and you guys hold LeBron under 20, I think you're going to win the ball game.
Oh, that's easy.
That's simple. All right, buddy, we'll see you tonight. Thank you for your time. As always, good luck against the Cavs.
All right.
All right, take care. That's Darren Collison, everybody.